This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, though, we're joined by somebody who's been with us a couple times here on the show, running back for the Colts, and Colts coming off a tough loss against the Bucs, but they had a lot of that game there, and they let one get away. I'm sure they feel that way. We could talk about that in the rest of the season with one of their running backs, as I said, Nyheim Hines, who's with us here on the show. Nyheim, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today, buddy? What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm well. How are you guys?
We're great. We just want to make sure we have this right, because every time we hear Nyheim, how exactly do you say your name?
Hey, say it like I said, BT. What's your mama call you?
Yeah, exactly. What does mama call you?
My mom calls me Nyheim.
There we go.
My friends call me Nye, so it's Nyheim.
Nice. Well, we're friends. We'll call you Nye. We got you, Nye.
Call me Nye. Yeah, y'all are my guys.
I love it. Got Nas. We got Nye. We're good.
Why Nye? Yeah.
So BT mentioned that the Bucs game. I know it had to be frustrating because it felt like that one was in the bag for you guys. How do you recover from that? I mean, you're 6-6. You're still very much in the playoff conversation. There's not even a question that you guys are going to rebound from this. But how do you deal with a loss against the defending champions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in that fashion? Because it really felt like you had them on the ropes.
Yeah, it's tough. How we bounce back is how we always bounce back. Look, we're gonna look at it. We've lost some heartbreakers like that and bounce back the next week. And really just gotta focus on Houston this week. And we know that everything that we want is still in front of us. We just gotta go out there and win each game. And this week it's Houston. So that's how we bounce back. Out there and work hard this week and get ready to play.
That's right, Nyheim. You guys have Houston, and then you have the bye week, which comes late, which is kind of awesome from a football standpoint because your body gets to heal up before you make that final push. But when you talk about rebounding and being, I don't know, just re-energized, who is that in your locker room? Is it Carson? Has he turned into that leader? I know he's only been there for a season. Obviously, last year was Phillip Rivers, but is he a leader right now for you guys?
Yeah, Carson's leading us well. He's setting the tone for us, making sure he's in charge of everything. And he's been leading us well, and he's been taking accountability with him, and he's also doing a great job of taking accountability of everybody else. So, he's being that leader, and all of us, we're doing a great job taking accountability, and we just got to focus. Just keep playing.
Yep, no doubt. It's a long season, even longer this year, that 17th game, so extra real estate to mess around with. I hear you. We're talking to Nyheim Hines, running back for the Colts, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, when the Titans were rolling early, this is before Derrick Henry got hurt, and you guys were, you know, scuffling to find your way a little bit, the separation in the standings was becoming pretty stark, and I'm like, boy, I know the Colts are a lot better than what we've seen early on, but they just might run out of the real estate that I just mentioned to maybe try to steal this division. And I know with baseball, we talk a lot about, you know, scoreboard watching, pennant races. I don't know how different it is in football, but on game day, how much are you guys paying attention to what the Titans are doing? How does that work?
I guess I would say we don't really pay attention much. We're just fans. We know what's going on in all the games as we see them in the scoreboard. But everybody knows how it is. Like when you see like a team that we know that's the same record, like, you know, like, I don't know, like maybe the Steelers or Titans, we're hoping like somebody beats them. You know how it is. But like, we're not really paying attention that much. Like when I see a scoreboard, I'm like, oh dang, look at the score. And I don't really think much of like what's going on or whatever. I'm just being a fan. And that's how we all are. But we know who we we know the teams we need to lose, but we always do know that.
Yeah, no, I when I was playing Naeem, it was really only my brother's team. That's really all I cared about. It's like, what's Rondé doing up there?
Other than the scoreboards were a lot smaller back
that's
then.
That's right.
You
that's
now
true.
You can't miss them.
That's true. And I didn't care about anybody else.
Plays, highlights and stuff. So it's kind of cool to see highlights of other things going around in the league. But
yeah.
We're just kind of fans. That's all it is.
That's right.
Got
except
it.
One year, he had more touchdowns than me at the beginning of the season. I said, this ain't right for a DB. Naeem, you know, Jonathan Taylor comes into this team last year. He had a good season last year, but this year he's been explosive. He adjusted really quickly from the college game. We see this often. He looks dynamic. Tell us more about Jonathan Taylor in this run game. You guys have a good duo with you two in the backfield. But tell us about the second year pro out of Wisconsin. How's he been?
Yeah, man, we're both explosive. We make big plays at any time. And with him, I think I said that to everybody. He's going to make that next step. You know, he had to just adjust, figure out how to play, and the game's slowing down for him. And then after that, it's just like football, the game he's always loved when he's not worried about calls and all that. Now he's going out there being himself. And when Jonathan Taylor used to go out there and be himself, it looks like him at Wisconsin. He's been remarkable. It's been great watching him turn into the player he is. And he has a lot more to keep going. He's one of the hardest working guys I've ever seen. So he's going to keep being better, and I know that for sure.
Yeah, no, you can definitely see that. You know, you guys, you know, have a combo. I remember, you know, combos used to be the way of it. You know, two guys who could get it done. There's not a jealousy in that room, is there? Is there full collaboration?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're all cool. We're all working for the few. We're all hoping for the best of each other, and I think we all admire each other's game. Like even with Marlon there, when Jordan Wilkins was there, when they get to go play, we get to see what they do and what their talents are, and that's how we look at it. When JT's out there, it's like, dang, like we all have such different, unique skill sets that we can all help each other. We all learn from each other a lot too. We're real close in there. Coach Montgomery's a great fit for us. So we're really brothers up in there. So there's no hate there. Just all love.
Yeah. Naeem, I mentioned before about the 17th game. You guys haven't even had your bye week yet. It's not coming up until week 14. So you're playing the Texans. And oh, listen, it's the NFL. Anybody could get clipped. I get that. But if you guys handle business, you should get back on the winning track, as Tiki said before. Then you get a bye week, and then the last quadrant of the season, and a couple of good teams are mixed in there. With the 17th game, knowing that the season's going longer, does it feel different? I mean, I know you're immersed in it now, so I don't know how different it feels, but does it feel different at all knowing that it's not going to end when it usually ends for you guys?
Yeah, it is strange even, like, playing, like, two games in January. It is a little bit strange, but I can honestly just say this publicly. Like, I'm not exactly sure what to expect at the end of the year. Like, even the hearing the records is going to be weird for me now. Like, what are you going to be now, like 11-8?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here like 10-6, 9-7. So, like, this year is going to be real interesting. I don't even really know how it's going to turn out myself, because this is going to be a weird, just with the 17th game. I just know that we just got to keep playing hard. But I just know it's going to be a lot interesting with that 17th game.
There's no doubt. By the way, if you guys go 11-8, that means you won a couple of playoff
exactly.
games, man. So that's good. You sign up.
11-8. Well, I don't know the new records, but.
No, I got you.
How the new records are.
Do you sense any almost preemptive moves by the coaches to keep your bodies fresher now, like any alterations to in-season stuff yet, or no?
Oh no, we're just doing what we normally do, and Coach Rice is doing a great job taking care of our bodies. You know, walkthroughs here and there, and then when we go on the field, we practice hard. But we're just gonna—I mean, Coach Rice and Coach Rusty Jones—they got a good schedule for us, and we're in tip-top shape. We're going to be ready to play football.
So that's Naeem Hines of the Colts, one of their really good running backs, of course. He does some sick flips when he finds the end zone. He's a high-flying acrobat. It's incredible. My back hurts watching him, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, this week, Naeem, is my cleats, and to be timed with today, obviously Giving Tuesday, which has been something that's gone on for a lot of years here in this country. You're associated in supporting the Muscular Dystrophy Association, MDA. I used to do events for MDA here in New York, so I know how important this cause is. Why is this important to you, and tell us a little bit more about it?
The Muscular Dystrophy Association is important to me because, I've had family members who have muscular dystrophy, my mother, my grandmother, and my uncle. And, I have the platform now to, help change multiple lives and a bunch of families. So I'm excited to do that, and today is Giving Tuesday. So this is going to be a great time in the MDA community, and anybody can do it. We're streaming tonight on the MDA Twitch channel. And this is a great community to be a part of, but you can stream on Twitch and play games and computer games with people. It's awesome.
You know.
And lastly, for the.
I'm sorry. No, Naeem, my bad. Keep going. I'm sorry about that.
So,
go ahead.
What were you saying?
No, I didn't mean to. I thought you were done. Keep going. By all means, finish up, bud. You good.
Oh, no, and then this is my cause, my cleats. You know, I have some pretty cool cleats. So I just for the Muscular Sleeve Association and got my family members on there.
Oh, that's cool.
With it on there.
You
That'd
know,
awesome.
What I would like you to do is what I was going to say before I stepped on you. We're talking to Nyheim Hines of the Colts here. When I was young, I grew up in New York, right? And you'd go into a pizza store and they'd have like, I don't even know how to describe this. It's so long ago. Like these almost hard cardboard plastic cutouts, right? And it would say something about muscular dystrophy. And they had these little slots to insert quarters.
Yes.
And my mom would always give my sister and I a quarter to put up there. And I was always pretty aware of MDA. But it's a disease that, quite frankly, is not spoken about, I feel like, the last 15, 20 years as much as it was when we were young.
That's right.
Can you, in you know, a fairly succinct manner, just describe the disease? I'm not sure if our entire audience knows people who are afflicted with this, what it does to their body.
I mean, so basically, it's just a disease that basically just breaks down your muscles, and you know, it depends on what type you have. But like my mom, like your muscles and your body just regresses, and really that's what happens. And you know, you go from, you know, being able to walk, strongly to walk, and not being able to walk, and it just goes from there, and having a hard time chewing and things. So it's definitely tough to see, and definitely something that a lot of people don't know about. And there's a lot of things with muscular dystrophy. There's several different types, more than like 30 types.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you wouldn't even, like ALS is one of them.
Yep.
Lou Gehrig's disease is a form of muscular dystrophy. So there's a lot of things that people don't know about it. If you actually just took the time and went on MDA.org, you would learn a lot more. And there's probably somebody in your life who's affected by it.
Yeah. No, it is. And bringing that up, Nyheim, I mean, your mom, your uncle, your grandmother, it sounds genetic. Do you have a marker? Have you had genetic tests to see if this will affect you at some point?
No, I haven't had any genetic tests yet, but it's something to think about for sure. But,
yeah.
Not now.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah. No, you're healthy. You're strong. You're athletic. As BT was talking about, doing backflips. And look, we appreciate you joining us. We'll send this information out. My cause, my cleats. I got to check out your cleats this weekend against Houston. But certainly, you know, continued success and great effort with this MDA organization that you've been working with. And obviously, it's personal to your heart. So appreciate you, Nyheim, and good luck for the rest of the season. We hope to talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you guys real soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.